Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. Good morning, I'm Joe Gill. Your report is brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. We check in with Minnesota Farmers Union Government Relations Director Stu Lowry. We spoke to Stu this week as the Minnesota State Legislative Session is underway. And well, of course, we're off to a very interesting start this year in St. Paul.
Legislature reconvened on Tuesday. That's a constitutional date when they come together. The Senate, brokered a power sharing agreement. They are one member down after the tragic passing of former Majority Leader Senator Kerry Dietzick, also a former ranking member on the Senate Agriculture Committee. We worked together really extensively. My first years with MFU and then going forward. The other side of the rotunda, there's another story. I'm sure folks are reading about it, but there's consternation in the House in particular over what constitutes a quorum, and that's of particular consequence because Republicans have said that they intend to boot out the Democrat that was elected from Shakopee and call a special election. And we thought maybe that would be resolved when a court ruled in on that case, but it is not resolved yet. So the Supreme Court is expected to weigh in. And, it's easy to get wrapped up in all that, right? Lots more to talk about in twists and turns. But, I think what's important to stay focused in on is the end of session necessarily needs to end the same. It needs to end with unity. It's going to require bipartisanship. Minnesota has a balanced budget amendment, meaning that every 2 years, state lawmakers need to approve a new 2-year budget that funds everything from patching potholes to doing meat inspections to grading potatoes. And if they don't, all that work shuts down come July. And so we've got plenty of time, and we're really focused on that budget. And, if you've got time, the governor actually just released his budget request for the upcoming biennium, which is a big important piece of that budgeting step. And we can dig in there as well.
And looking at some of the bullet points of that projected budget by Governor Walz, it looks like the overall theme is seeing cuts in areas.
That is the story there. It's a constrained budget, belt tightening across the board. That's going to include agriculture programs, right? And so, what you'll see in those proposed budget documents is stable base funding for agriculture, small increases for the department in their operating requests and the rent they have to pay to the state. There's one cut to previously funded programs, and that's actually the green fertilizer grant program that we worked hard to establish under the proposed budget. That would go from $7 million down to $4 million. But the other big story that, for agriculture that's hard to read through is there's a lot of programs that we fund one time, that we fund each year. It's not in the base. Right. And then we funded a lot of programs one time in 2020, in this last biennium starting in 2023. So think, some work around cooperative development grants or meat processing, workforce incentives. There's a whole list of programs of the Department of Agriculture that will effectively sunset under this budget request. So certainly, agriculture is no exemption. Now, is less than one half of 1% of the state budget. So are we balancing the budget on agriculture? No. But is it part of that overall picture and that belt tightening? Absolutely. And just to button it up, and you mentioned it, but we still have a surplus, according to the latest budget estimates for the current biennium. For the latest budget estimates that came out in November, but it tightened. It went down to $606 million, down $1.1 billion from that previous estimate. And, you know, over the long term, looking out, we have a structural imbalance. And that's really what Governor Walz and Lieutenant Governor Flanagan talked about working to address in this budget request, was getting the state back on track to address that structural imbalance and make sure that they can maintain service delivery, quality of life, and all the good things we enjoy as Minnesotans. But this certainly kicks off an important conversation around the budget. Certainly there's things that we'll be advocating for that we don't see here. This proposal is just that. It's a proposal, and it goes to lawmakers and kicks off this important conversation.
Minnesota Farmers Union Government Relations Director Stu Lowry joining us on this week's Central Minnesota Farm Report. He joined us earlier this week during noontime news. The right to repair, that topic came up prior to our conversation, as some big news there as that fight continues as well in St. Paul.
Absolutely, Joe, and thanks for raising that. And you know, that's an important thing to remember on all these pieces. There's, you know, there's some work that happens at the Capitol. There's some work that happens in the courts. What happened yesterday is Attorney General Ellison and the Federal Trade Commission and one other AG sued John Deere over right to repair and uncompetitive practices, basically alleging that they created an effective monopoly by requiring that farmers go to their dealership network in order to get repairs, and then they jacked up prices on those repairs and parts, and that effective monopoly allowed them to do that. So they're alleging harm to consumers, you know, farmers in this case, and are pursuing you know, a remedy in court, as other private law firms have done as well. So continuing to build the momentum there. I will say, you know, for our part, we're still going to continue to build the case for legislation at the state capitol, right, as they're not mutually exclusive. We'd all benefit from the clarity of including agriculture in Minnesota's right to repair law, as you mentioned. If it's good enough for cell phones and copiers and, you know, those parts of the economy get to benefit from competition in the repair market, then agriculture should too, and as should motorcycles, Joe, for that matter.
Minnesota Farmers Union Government Relations Director Stu Lowry. Stu, he likes his motorcycles, he does. We did talk about in the House, the Democrats are choosing not to show up on the House floor. I mentioned, Stu, if regular day-to-day work is being able to be accomplished right now.
No, it's quiet, and basically what you know, the big news is that absent a power sharing agreement and absent a commitment that Brad Kapke from Shakopee is the member that the Republicans have said you know, they think should be ousted and then call for a special election. You know, absent an agreement that says, yep, we're gonna seat him as consistent with the ruling of that judge that reviewed his election, Democrats are going to continue to not show up at the Capitol and provide a quorum. And so, you know, it's an odd situation. They also have a lawsuit in the Minnesota Supreme Court, as I alluded to, stating that the business that House Republicans are conducting on House floor and whatnot is unconstitutional because they didn't in fact have a quorum. So, you know, I hope what will you know, bring some clarity and hopefully inform negotiations and get us rolling on an earnest you know, discussion around the budget will be a decision from the Supreme Court on the constitutional questions at issue here. But the Senate, on the other hand, they're absolutely you know, getting rolling with agency overviews. They've been in the Tax Committee the last 2 days. They plan to hear bills as soon as this week. And for Farmers Union's part, you know, we're working hard with bill authors, drafting legislation. One thing, Joe, we haven't talked about and isn't included in the governor's budget request, but is really important, and I hope we have the opportunity to address, is the shortfall in the beginning farmer tax credit. This last credit cycle, for the first time, farmers were turned away. You know, the beginning farmer set up a land deal, figured it out with that seller. They went to the state and said, hey, we have a qualifying deal. And the state had to say, yeah, it's qualifying, but we actually ran out of money for that tax credit. So we expanded the program, but we lowered the overall amount available to that tax credit. So Senator Eric Putnam from your neck of the woods has led on the beginning farmer tax credit. He's going to lead again hopefully expanding that. But that's just an example of one of the things that we're having conversations about and hoping to address this year. And we'll also be looking hard for those kind of changes that make programs work better and don't cost any money as well, because I think that's going to be a lot of the name of the game this year.
Stu also talks about the makeup of this year's ag leadership in the House and the Senate.
That's a great question. So, and I can dig a little bit deeper into what's going on in the Senate. So, Senator Kerry Dietzick passed away. That created a tie in the Minnesota Senate, 33-33. And so what the Senate Republicans and Democrats did is come together and say, hey, we're going to establish a power-sharing agreement so we can conduct business. They have presiding officers in the Senate, and until that special election that breaks the tie, they're also going to have co-chairs. And so Senator Putnam is co-chairing in these first weeks the Agriculture Committee with former chair and now co-chair Senator Tori Westrum from just west of you there in Elbow Lake. And so they have a strong working relationship. They did through the last biennium, where Senator Putnam was the lead on the Ag Committee. And I know they're looking forward to working together, not just in these first weeks, but also, throughout session. And I think that's really going to be, as it is every year, but with these really tight margins, those bipartisan relationships are going to be really key to getting stuff done.
Minnesota Farmers Union Government Relations Director Stu Lowry joining us here on CASM Radio. We'll talk to Stu and our other farm organizations and their legislative team here as the session continues. Your report brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.